Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to take a look at a subject that the world has gone crazy over. It's a subject that has been the content of many a song that has been written. It has spurred people on to even engage in duels over it. It has been the start even of some wars in history, and it is something that every single person holds in common in the whole earth, having a desire for this very thing. It is the subject of love. God created every single person with a desire to be loved and a capacity to receive love. And yet in our world as we know it, this very subject, this very issue of love has been sorely perverted. What God intended for the human race to experience in the area of love has been destroyed by worldliness, by selfishness, by sin itself. God's kind of love, what is known as agape love, a Greek word that simply means unconditional love, meaning that the one who loves does not require certain conditions to be met before love is given out. The God kind of love, this agape love, is what God himself is. It's the very essence of God. When Jesus walked on the earth, he gave his disciples a very simple commandment. He came and he destroyed the status quo of the religious system of the day with this very royal law of love. In John chapter 15, verse 12, Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." And then in verse 17, it says, "These things I command you, that you love one another." In James 2:8, we find a reference to this royal law of love that Jesus instituted. It says, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors." What is this royal law of love? It is the very essence of who God is, and it is also the sum total of God's command to us as Christians to walk in love. If we abide in him and his word abides in us, then we should be indeed abiding in love because God is love. The royal law of love has been given to us by Jesus Christ himself, that we're to love one another. And God intended that the love that we love others with be that amazing, unconditional love, which is God's love. Now, we've been told by the Word of God that God's love has been shed abroad in our hearts, Romans tells us. You could say, God's love has been poured out into our hearts. If you are a born-again Christian, God's love's been poured into you. So you have been given God's love. It's been poured into you. It's not only for your own benefit, so that you can experience the feeling of being unconditionally loved, which God wants you to experience, but it has a twofold purpose. The second purpose is that you can turn around and pour out that unconditional love on other people in the earth. The whole world is looking for someone who really knows how to love. The child's heart desires to be loved. Every woman, every man on the earth longs to be loved, but they want a real love, not a sometime love, not a I can grow cold if you don't act a certain way love, not a occasional loving feeling or a moment of warmth, but a real, vibrant, lasting, committed love. It's the desire of every single human heart. And here we've been given by Jesus himself this royal law. The royal law wasn't pray 5 hours a day or perform these religious duties. The royal law of love was very simple. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another as I have loved you. Walk in the agape, unconditional love that God himself has shown to each of us when he laid down his life for his friends. How can we walk in this love in a very wicked world, in a perverted world, in a world where love, the very word, has become twisted and has meanings to people that have no semblance to what God intended? How can we, as Christian people, walk in love in this earth? We get our best instruction in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 13, because here we find a very detailed and profound definition of what love is really supposed to look like. Starting at verse 4, we read 1 Corinthians 13. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. The Amplified Translation reads this way: love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. These are the characteristics of agape love, of God's unconditional love. And we've been given by Jesus himself the commandment, the royal law, to love one another the same way God has loved us. And he has loved us unconditionally. He never said, meet up to these standards and then I'll love you. Fulfill all the commandments and then I'll love you. Act in a certain way, and then I'll love you. Be perfect first, and then I'll love you. No, none of those conditions were laid out by God. God's love for humanity and for you and for me is very unconditional. He loves, and then because of his love, we love him. God wants us to be a people who obey the royal law of love so that people in the earth can look at us and see God loving them. God wants us to display the kind of love that is so irresistible, so unmistakable, that even the hardest heart is drawn toward it. God loves us that way, and He has placed that same love inside of us so that we can love others the same way He has loved us. Are you willing to be a person that God can use to pour out the love of God into the earth? Then you will have to yield to the love that God has placed inside of you. Now, our natural human effort will never bring forth unconditional love from our own human effort. We have to yield to the Spirit of God that has been given to every born-again believer. God has made it possible for you to love the unlovable person, to love the unlovely person, to love the difficult person, to love the hateful and the persecuting person. God has called you to obey the royal law of love and be, very simply, a vessel He can pour His powerful, His unconditional, and His perfect love through. That is the assignment of every Christian on the earth. Have you yielded to that love that is inside of you? If not, say to the Lord today, I make myself available to You, Lord, to be used as a vessel of Your unconditional love. I confess my own selfishness to You as sin. I ask You to help me crucify my old self and walk in the newness of life You've given to me so that Your love can pour through me to love the unlovely, the unlovable, the difficult, and every person in my life with Your unquenchable, unconditional, beautiful love, that they might be drawn to You through my life.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.